Quality testing results are in for this year's U.S. hard red winter wheat crop. Global customers will once again be able to purchase good quality wheat that provides high value, according to a recently released report by U.S. Wheat Associates. Kansas delivered a strong hard red winter wheat crop in 2025, producing more than 340 million bushels. As timely late spring rains helped fields rebound from earlier drought stress, harvest ran later than normal due to frequent storms, but test weight and falling number concerns proved minimal, and most disease pressures like stripe rust, leaf rust, and wheat streak mosaic virus stayed localized. While protein levels came in slightly lower than recent drought years, overall yield and grain quality across Kansas reflected a resilient crop supported by improved moisture. After the collection and analysis of more than 2,250 samples of wheat collected from coast to coast, U.S. Wheat Associates has officially published the 2025 U.S. Crop Quality Report. The report, which is the 46th issued since 1979, provides essential objective information to help global wheat buyers purchase the wheat they need at the best value possible. The 2025 report is supported by funding from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service, Export Market Development Programs, and U.S. Wheat's State Wheat Commission members. The report includes class-specific information, starting with samples collected during harvest. Those samples are sent to six partner laboratories across the United States who conduct rigorous testing and analysis. The results are then compiled into the Crop Quality Report, which provides grade, non-grade, flower, and specific in-product data. For example, this year's report included additional data on sponge cake performance for soft red winter wheat. Overall, across all classes, global buyers will find U.S. wheat to be a consistent and reliable foundational ingredient for wheat-based food products. U.S. Wheat also shares more detailed regional reports for all six U.S. wheat classes and Desert Durum on its website. There is also a new standalone document on collection and analysis methods. Find all crop quality reports and related information at uswheat.org/crop quality. U.S. Wheat staff will now take this data to international customers during the organization's annual crop quality seminars. This global showcase is expected to include 35 seminars in 30 countries across all regions of the world. Sean Teeley, Associate Director of the IGP Institute, will join Casey Kumaru, CEO of the Washington Grain Commission, and Shinai Shimshek, Food Science Department Head at Purdue University, for the Crop Quality Seminar Series in South America. From November 3rd to the 10th, the trio presented to key customers and stakeholders in Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, and Chile. These markets have purchased substantially more U.S. wheat in the current marketing year than years prior, thanks to the competitiveness of U.S. wheat in the world marketplace, and U.S. wheat's technical assistance and trade servicing activities like the crop quality seminars. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.